Good morning, happy Friday.
Here we go. We made it to another Friday as we move towards Thanksgiving break. Not bad. Hey, quick announcement for any of you men. There is a men's night out tonight. That's an M here. That's not a W for the women. That's an M for the men. Sign up. Closes down at noon today. Stop procrastinating. Sign up. Noon today. All right, done with announcements. Hey, we get the privilege throughout the semester and throughout the year to invite different faculty and staff from Hope College to just share about their faith journey as well. And we have the privilege today to hear from Nancy Cook. Go ahead, Nancy Cook. Nancy Cook is in the education department. This is her 29th.
I think 7th.
27th. Don't want to get too far ahead. 27th year here at Hope College,
but
you have been an educator, a teacher for?
41
years. That's awesome. Well, we get to hear a little from Nancy today, but before Nancy shares, I want to let you know the impact Nancy has had briefly on the Boersma family. I have three children. Two of them were special ed majors. Aaron, my oldest son, and my daughter Emily, both were with Nancy, and I'm grateful. As I said, Nancy was helpful to Aaron that he needed a little kick in the pants. Nancy did that.
And it was gentle.
It was a gentle kick, and Emily needed, what did Emily need?
Tone down.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Nancy, share a little about your own upbringing. I've talked about my kids, but talk a little about your family and the upbringing that you had.
Yeah. Well, I'm the oldest of three children and the oldest of 45 grandchildren.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you taking intro to LD next fall, you'll know what my secret is. But had just the wonderful privilege and blessing of growing up in a Christian family. Mm. In fact, my mom and dad are here today. They're up here in the third row. Drop
nice.
In.
Yes. 86 and 90 years old, drove up from Chicago. Give them that, yeah.
And they just were committed Christians and committed to providing us very intentionally with a Christian experience throughout our lives. Grew up in the South Chicago suburbs, and we drove into our church, Bethany Evangelical Covenant Church at 91st and Bishop, every Sunday, usually twice on Sunday, hour in, hour back, hour in, hour back. And they were just very, very intentional and very careful about making sure that we were raised in the Christian faith.
Yeah, yeah. So that happens, you go to this wonderful church, and not only your parents who were models of faith, but you had some people in that church, and there's one I'm thinking in particular.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Mrs. Jackson, Marilyn Jackson, was one of my Sunday school teachers.
What grade?
Second grade. And
grade.
Her granddaughter, Krista Ludke, is a senior here at Hope.
That's neat.
And Mrs. Neat. Jackson just really laid the foundation for me to later be open to inviting Christ into my life.
Hmm.
I remember in particular having to memorize Psalm 23
nice.
In second grade. And that really has been foundational.
Ha. Huh. Psalm 23, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So, Mrs. Jackson, wonderful example, grew up in a loving home, loving church, loving community, moved through the middle school years, high school years.
Golden.
Talk briefly about that.
You know, I was a great student, loved school, lots of friends, very active in the choir. Girls couldn't participate in competitive sports back then, but I was involved in all sorts of things, and just life was very good.
Yeah.
Life was good. Yeah.
So then you say off to college.
Off to college.
Off to college. And I know there's some visitors here who are at your stage in high school.
Yeah.
So where'd you end up?
I ended up at University of Illinois.
Okay.
Champaign-Urbana campus. A special education major right from the very start.
Okay.
But I was also in love. And I was in love with a Michigan boy.
Well, I think they're interested to hear more about that. Okay.
So I stayed at U of I for 2 years, and then my parents graciously succumbed to my begging and allowed me to transfer to Michigan State. And so I graduated from Michigan State and got married shortly after graduation. The one challenge, and as I look back on it, it was a challenge. He was a non-believer. I was in love and convinced that somehow or another I was going to be able to change that.
Yep.
And we had a good marriage for a number of years, and then it really started to go south. And it was very difficult. It was very challenging for me personally. We had a very young daughter at the time, and it was just hard.
Yep.
But through it all, I can look back, and I know that even when I wasn't able to find the words, other people were finding them for me because I was sustained.
Yeah.
We ended up getting divorced.
After how many years?
9 years.
9 years of marriage.
9 years.
Yep.
So I find myself with a 2.5-year-old on my own.
Teaching full-time
down in Hamilton by this point.
Wow.
And it was a bleak and dark period.
Yeah.
But eventually, I was given the strength to come through that. And it allowed me to use that in a way, especially in the job that I was in. I was working with a lot of families that children were suffering and families were suffering, and God showed me a way to use that dark period to His glory and to His advantage.
So here you are, a mom of a little 2.5-year-old.
Yeah.
Single mom now, and so you talked about, you know, being sustained. How did the Lord sustain you during that time? I think you mentioned one. You said the prayers of other people when you were so kind of distraught and despair of, like, I don't even know what to pray. You had others praying for me
that I didn't even know, and I still probably don't know.
Yep.
But I could feel myself held. Held.
Yeah.
And I know that it was the prayers that were being offered up on my behalf, on my daughter's behalf, and on my former husband's behalf as well.
Yep. So you moved through those years.
Yeah.
They were not easy years.
Not initially.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they got better.
Yep.
They got better. We sort of settled into a routine.
Yep.
My mom and dad were just instrumental in providing love and support, my family, my friends.
Hey. And then another man came into the picture.
Yeah.
Don't forget that part.
I wasn't
That's important.
Going to. Yeah, it is.
A guy named Brian. Yeah.
Happened to be Brian Cook.
Very good.
Yeah. And also a divorced father with one child.
Yeah.
A daughter who was about 10.5 months older than my daughter.
Wow.
And we got married.
Yeah. But you shared with me... there was wonderful things that happened with the Brian and you coming together, but it wasn't the Brady Bunch.
It wasn't the Brady Bunch.
It wasn't the blended everything going perfectly,
no,
you know, what you
no,
see on
it
TV.
Wasn't.
There were some challenges with that as well, too.
There were lots of challenges in putting a family together. We had different backgrounds, very similar values, love for Christ, but... our oldest daughter really had some struggles, and she had some struggles in middle school and high school, and those were hard years for our family. They were hard years for her. She made it through, and after she graduated, it was like she started to finally find herself.
Let me keep pushing it. So now you and Brian married for many years. Jamie and Megan go and get married and find families on their own. And saying, Lord, okay, we're in a new season. And then a sudden death of one of your daughters.
Yep.
And it was like, God, I'm walking through the valley again. You mentioned Psalm 23.
Yeah.
Here we are going through the valley
again. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Here we are again. A year and a half ago, our oldest daughter, Jamie, was very tragically killed. And you don't ever expect anything like that. And the circumstances around it were not pretty.
Yeah.
And unbelievable support and love. And once again, finding myself not being able to pray. I couldn't find the words.
Yeah, yeah.
To this day, I probably get emails once every 2 or 3 weeks. Or a note, still praying for you. Somebody stops by, walks by me in the hall, still got you on my mind. And so in my divorce, I felt held.
Yeah.
And throughout this dark period in our lives,
yeah.
So sustained, so yeah. Sustained.
Yeah. And I think now, going back, Psalm 23,
yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. That's interesting. He leads me down paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. You are with me. And if there's one theme, what would be the theme for you at, I'm not going to ask your age, at this season of your life?
I'm old.
Well, what's the season as you look back? I mean, what's the theme that God continues to keep putting before you?
It really is a theme of being sustained and his faithfulness throughout. Even when I couldn't find the words, and sometimes didn't want to find the words, he was there.
And even when you feel like you couldn't go on another day, God said, I'll give you the provision.
I'll give you the
even
provision.
Even just for today, the next hour. Yep.
Absolutely.
So how does that relate to these folks, college students? What would you want to say to them through your own experience to encourage them today?
Yeah. It's not just one thing. It's a couple
you
things.
Darn
you know
teachers,
me, Paul.
You always want to say one more thing. All right. What do you want to say? How many? Three?
Three.
All right. You got it. Three things.
First and foremost, I'm a sinner. This is not about my story. This is God's story. And through his grace and provision, he's carried me.
Yep.
And saved me.
Amen.
Secondly, being a Christian doesn't mean that you have a buy on hardship. And that has been a lesson that I've learned a few times in my life. But I know that God is there, and he's going to be there to sustain me. He's going to be there to not only me, but my family and all of us.
Yeah.
And finally, God is faithful. He is good, and he does give us a hope and a hope for a future.
Wow. Let me pray. God, that's the prayer. Your faithfulness, your enduring love. You never give up on us, even in spite of all the circumstances swirling around us. God, you never, never turn your back on us. What good news. You are the good shepherd. We bless you. And so, Lord, for anybody out there sitting here today who is like at the end of the rope, who can't pray anymore, who doesn't want to even open up the Bible, it's just life is so hard. God, would you speak to them in whatever way you want today to encourage them, to let them know you are with them. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.